I would like to share with you some verses, and then we can have a afternoon prayer together. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. Jeremiah, chapter 29. Verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Verse 14. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortune and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. This is a promise of the Lord to the Israelite. As you understand that in the time of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was a prophet of weeping. He cried a lot because God revealed his will to the Israelite. The Israelite will be exiled to the foreign country, will be captured into Babylon to suffer there. Because they had gone astray from God too far. And God reminded them through the prophet, many different prophets. And they persecuted the prophet, and eventually they killed the prophet. And the last resort God wanted to use to bring them back is through the suffering. During the time of exile, in the foreign country, under captivity, they was in great agony. And then God promised that if they seek after God with all their heart, and then the Lord will change his attitude towards the Israelite, and the Lord will bring them back and will continue to bless them again. Let us think about ourselves. I know most of you already have Holy Spirit. And this morning, the first time I prayed together with you, most of you have Holy Spirit. So you pray, you speak in tongue. Your body was shaken, vibrating. But let us face the reality. If you compare the first time you received the Holy Spirit and the prayer you have right now, what is the difference? I think most of people will admit the prayer in the time you receive Holy Spirit is so powerful, it's so joyful, it's so fulfilling. It was so different from the prayer we had right now. It seems that our spirituality is under captivity, has been captured. Even though God's still with us, so you pray you have Holy Spirit, but we are not filled by the Holy Spirit as we used to. Living in the world, we are entangled by so many worldly stuff. So we lose the focus. You think about yourself from the time you get up until the time you sleep. How much time you really can focus yourself on God? So little time. Even though you try to focus yourself, but it seems so difficult. We call this generation the E-generation. It seems it's a very contemporary term, E-generation. You use the internet, you use the cellular phone, you use the laptop, you use all the most advanced technology. But You know that each generation has its own very, very serious shortcoming. For example, if you bring one copy of manna, all of a sudden you'll find out the manna is so colorful. Do you know why manna is so colorful? Because they try to target younger generation. And they thought the younger generation needs a lot of color to attract them. This is one of the characteristics of each generation. And right now, the church are considering to put the manna into the internet, our website. And in last week's discussion, they discover the people get into the website, they cannot endure the long article. So they try to shorten the article to be suitable to the people who read the internet. Because once the article is too long, people cannot focus. It will lose the patience, cannot focus. In another aspect, you will review your own life. I think most of the people watch a lot of television, right? Maybe 2-3 hours, maybe more than 10 hours a week, right? If you watch a television, the screen did not change, stay in the same picture for 1 minute, what will you do? Then you just use the remote control and turn to the other station, right? How come you can stay focused? Because the picture keep on changing. Few seconds change. So through the stimulation, will keep you focused on the program aired in the air condition. Now, let us think about our religious belief. What makes you focus on Jesus Christ? If we don't have a renewed spiritual experience, every day feel the love of God, every day have a new experience about the grace of God, we don't have this kind of renewed experience, you will lose attention, you will lose the focus to Jesus himself, because the world is changing. Even you go into the internet, so many software keep on changing. So a lot of you spend a lot of time update the program, right? Change this hardware, change that hardware, upgrade. So the world is changing. So we living in this world without new experience, our spiritual experience, you cannot focus on God too long. Yes, maybe 5 years ago you received Holy Spirit, and that's so powerful, so mighty. But if from 5 years ago till now you don't have new experience, you will be attracted by the changing world. Let us narrow down to our NYTS. We are going to spend 15 days here. What will make you focused in NYTS? This is very important. If you lose the focus, you cannot get anything. Because Jesus said, you have to seek after me with all your heart, and you will find me, and I will answer your prayer. You will focus on me and seek after me. So can we focus our goal in these 15 days on me? Me means the Lord himself. Maybe you have met a lot of good friends in the past few NYTS. You feel so wonderful to be here because you can see a lot of people. So when you come here, your focus is the people around you. It's good. We can have a good fellowship. It's better to make friends in the church than make a friend outside the church. But if we focus on the people surrounding us, what can you get? Let us think about what can you give others? Except you are very high spirituality, you cannot get anything. You cannot give anything to anybody. So if we focus on the people, eventually you will find out it's good, but you did not get too much out of the NYTS. So you have to elevate your focus from the people surrounding you to the invisible God. God himself. Jesus is here. And he is watching us. And he is waiting to bless all of us. So you have to readjust your focus. I come here to pursue after God. I come here to draw myself near to Him. Don't be distracted from this focus. Let us see 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Verse 25. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath. But we, an imperishable. Here Paul tried to use the athlete as an example to encourage us to keep focus in our spiritual journey. And last month, when I was in São Paulo, Brazil, in the midnight, they use a firecracker. A lot of people celebrate the victory of Brazil because of the World Cup of the football. And I went to Paraguay, the same. Argentina, the same. All the South America people are crazy about football. So all the streets are very calm when the football was going on. And eventually Germany is going to compete with Brazil, the team. And the team of Brazil was very confident we are going to win. Why? Because ever since we are young kids, we use a bare feet to kick the stone and grown up in that kind of environment. If you look into the athlete, in order to win the prize, they have to come through a lot of very vigorous training. And this kind of training, it tries to cultivate a person into a certain habit. In 1 year, there was a person in the United States who received 2 medal gold in swimming in the United States. Is time up? And the coach was a person who could not swim, but he was able to teach a person to win 2 gold medal. How did this coach teach this person? He used a video to tape all the person who had a very excellent in the swimming. From the stage one, how the person jumped into the water, how the person used a hand to swim in the water. And the person who want to participate this kind of compete has gone through repeat training until the attitude become part of their nature. The same thing in the ping pong. The Chinese team ping pong are very strong. They try to discipline themselves to play the ping pong, become a part of their nature. They close the eye, they can hit the ball. The same thing, if we want to stay focused, we have to receive some kind of discipline. And this is one of the ways to discipline ourselves. You say, to have self-control in all things. Every athlete exercise self-control in all things. So we cannot live a life just like we live in our house. You have to obey some kind of rule. You have to obey some kind of regulation. And this is some kind of discipline for our self-control. And this will help us to focus our goal. You see a person running for 100 meter, that kind of race. He has to focus on the goal, the finish line. If a person turn back the head, and this person can never win. The same thing. In NYTS, every day, we have to think about how to make ourselves focused. Sometimes I stay together with the elderly members in our church. I really admire their spiritual life. Morning, they can pray a long time. And afternoon, they can pray a long time. And evening, they can pray a long time. And this kind of life of prayer become part of their routine in their daily life. We keep on analyzing how come they can pray three times a day and every day live this kind of life. No matter where they are, or no matter where do they go, they stay in this kind of life, a life of prayer. But we ourselves have the same experience. After the NYTS, you are very fervent, you go back home, you three chapters a day, right? And you pray two, three times a day, but not 1 month later or two months later, that kind of prayer life finish, disappear. And how come some of the members can pray three times a day, every year, 365 days? And when we go back home, we can only last about 1 or 2 months. One key word. Their life is focused. Our life is not focused. Their life is focused on God Himself. Focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Focused on spiritual pursuit. And that is the reason, no matter what happened in the world, will never attract them from their focus. And they can continue to live a life of prayer. But we're here. We come here. We are focused. But once we go back home, we cannot keep focused. Now, a lot of study, a lot of other entertainment, a lot of worldly stuff distract us. We are not focused. Then our spiritual life disappears. So right now we have 15 days here. You have to remind yourself again and again and again, why do I come here? Do I come here to improve my relationship with God? Is that right? Of course. This is the first purpose. This is the primary purpose. Since this is the first purpose, this is the primary purpose, if anything will distract you from this focus, then you have to do something. You have to discipline yourself so that you can stay focused. Anything. If you talk too much with the people, will let you lose focus. I'm not saying you should not talk with anybody. I'm saying maybe you need to have some kind of self-control. Right? Many, many other things that you think about. If you let something distract you from the focus, then you have to do something. Also, Jeremiah chapter 29 talk about you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. All your heart. What that means, all your heart. The Bible did not say part of your heart. All your heart means 100% of your heart. That means all your heart, not part of your heart. So the best way is, after you come here, if you can temporarily cut off yourself with worldly stuff, worldly engagement, worldly business. All your heart, 100% of your heart. Of course, sometimes maybe you call, make a phone call to your home, let your parents know everything is going well here. But beside that, if anything you can eliminate, just try to do it. And after you find him, after you seek him, and God listen your prayer, you will find your spirituality will be so different. So this is the first point I try to encourage each other, including myself. Stay focused. Seek after God with all your heart. Do some self-control and discipline to make yourself focused. The second one, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Strive for peace with all men and for holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. You say we have to strive for holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Holiness is a requirement to see the Lord. Blessed are those who are pure in spirit, for he will see God. Even though you stay focused, but whether you will see the Lord, there is another requirement, holiness. If we make an example, the outer appearance is different from the inner holiness. Yes, you do take a shower, take bath every day. But whether your inner being is clean or not is totally different story. After 9/11, you know that it's so inconvenient to go through the checking point of airport. Right. One day I was stopped because they go through the x-ray. They say, in your baggage, there are something dangerous. I never bring anything dangerous. And they go back to the x-ray to check, and they find out I have a very small scissor, right, to cut cut something. Very small one. And they took away that scissor. I don't know, I bring a scissor. But when you go through the x-ray, everything becomes transparent. You cannot hide anything. So right now, they even try to use some device to x-ray all the luggage to see whether they are explosive. You cannot see, but the machine can tell you what is inside. Actually, we are living under the x-ray of God. Do you know? Yes, we know, but sometimes we forget. God can see through everybody's heart. Why you are coming here? What is inside your heart? Nobody can tell. But in front of God, there is nothing we can hide about. Is your heart pure? Is your heart holy? That's so important. But so often, we try to pretend ourselves as a holy person. We try to persuade ourselves there is nothing wrong. We just try to justify ourselves. This is sometimes culture. A lot of people try to use culture. This is American culture. We live here. So it seems we cannot touch about American culture. We are not trying to against culture. But if the culture against the Bible, we have to do something about it. American culture. Some of the culture are excellent. Try to discipline a person to become independent. When you become growing old, you should be independent. That's good. American culture are very ambitious. That's good. So there are a lot of new invention. But American culture nowadays make so many Christians so difficult to be holy. Hollywood creates so many films, but you know, so many films are filled with so many dirty stuff inside. And maybe you are the one watching it, enjoy it, and let the dirty stuff defile your heart. Defile your white garment. And when you come in this holy chapel, you kneel down and you want to draw yourself near to God, and all your heart is dirty. How can you have good relationship with God? So in these 15 days, it's very important. We have to cleanse ourselves to be holy. Let's see your First John chapter 1. First John chapter 5, verse 5 and verse 7. First John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message I have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and him in him is no darkness at all. Verse 7. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in light, we have fellowship with one another. Verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. You say God is the light. Do you know? We have to have fellowship with him. The holy God, the righteous God. But if we are not walking in light, we are in darkness. We cannot have fellowship with him. If we want to have fellowship with him, we have to walk in light. What does that mean, walk in light? In holiness. So let us be truthful to ourselves. Don't hide anything to ourselves in front of God. This most powerful x-ray. Now, let us examine ourselves. How many dirty thoughts in your heart? How many dirty movies you have watched? How many dirty magazines you have watched? How many dirty things you have done? Let us face ourselves before God. Only when we properly deal with our own sin, then we can have good fellowship with God. So this is the 2 points I try to encourage you and myself. First one, let us stay focused. Second one, let us strive for holiness. By doing so, we can receive blessing from the Lord. So now we are going to pray together. For those who don't have Holy Spirit, you please kneel in the first line. And all the other members, you are welcome to all come forward and we pray together.